بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is class number 12 and this in بلوغ المرام, book of fasting, and this is hadith number 543, and this is the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اكتحل في رمضان وهو صائم. رواه ابن ماجه بإسناد ضعيف. وقال الترمذي لا يصح في هذا الباب شيء. Narrated عائشة رضي الله عنها that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم applied كحل applied كحل in Ramadan while he was fasting. And this is reported by Ibn Majah through a weak chain of narrators. And At-Tirmidhi said there is nothing authentic on this subject. There is nothing authentic on this subject. Now, in the discussion, okay, in the discussion, in this narration, it said that the Prophet ﷺ applied kuhl. Now, the kuhl is known. He applied the kuhl in his eyes, and the best type is al-ithmin, antimony, that it strengthens the sight and beautifies the eye, and also holds firm the eyelids. So there are many benefits regarding it. You got the name al-ithmid? Huh? I will write it down. This is the al-ithmid. That's the best type. Okay. Do you know of this? Do you know of this type? Now, the question is it existing now, or what's present or what's found in the markets is not the original one? Some people had mentioned that the original ithmid exists. Others mentioned that it doesn't exist. But what's in the market is something that resembles it. And the reference in this is to the physicians. If they say that in what is existing now there are benefits like the original one, then let it be used. Now, so he ﷺ applied kuhl in Ramadan while he was fasting, meaning during the day of Ramadan, in the day of Ramadan while fasting. Now, and that this hadith, as you heard, was reported by Ibn Majah through a weak chain of narrations or narrators. So, if it is weak, what's the benefit of mentioning it in this book, which is called بلوغ المرام من أدلة الأحكام, attainment of the objective according to the evidence of the ordinances? What's the benefit of mentioning it in this book? The answer is that the benefit is that if this hadith is mentioned in any book and you come across it in any book, you will know that Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar in his book Bulugh al-Maram mentioned that its isnad is da'if, its isnad is weak. And this is a great benefit. Why? Because in many of the books of the fuqaha, rahimahumullah, you find many weak narrations. Why? Because the fuqaha, rahimahumullah, they don't verify the narrations as the people of hadith verify them. And many times they use as proof certain narrations which have no isnad, no isnad to them, no chain of narrations to them. Now, what about the ruling? We don't need this narration, and when it comes to the ruling here, whether the Prophet ﷺ applied the kuhul or not. Why? Because if we examine the texts, we find that the invalidators of fasting, al-mufattirat, they don't comprise the kuhul to begin with. So because it is not a food, nor it is a drink, nor it is of the sexual intercourse or the other invalidators like deliberate vomiting and like hijama, cupping, so it is not therefore to be considered from the invalidators of fasting, al-mufattirat. And if it is not from the invalidators of the fast, then whoever claims that it is an invalidator, then he should provide the dalil, the evidence. And so therefore from this we conclude that we need a dalil, an evidence that it is mufattar, that it breaks the fast. We don't need a dalil that it doesn't break the fast. Why? Because in origin it doesn't. So therefore we say al-kuhul to the fasting person is of no harm, whether the fasting is of optional type or it is of the fard type. And whether the fasting person finds the taste of kuhul in his throat or not. Why? Because some of the kuhul material have strong penetration where the taste of the kuhul may reach the throat. Would it then cause a breaking of the fast? The answer, no, it doesn't. Why? Because if we go to find and examine whether really the kuhul is from the invalidators, we don't find that. We don't find that it is any evidence to indicate that it is from the invalidators. The other thing is that the principle behind the ruling is not that the taste reaches the throat, but the underlying cause of the ruling is that what's eaten reaches the stomach, which is the collecting place of food. And with respect to the throat, what reaches it does not invalidate the fasting. Some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, on the other hand, mention that the kuhul, if the kuhul reaches the throat and its taste reaches this place and the throat, then that would break the fasting. But this saying is weak, and what indicates is its weakness is the lack of evidence that it is an invalidator. The lack of evidence that it is an invalidator. And also the eye is not a pathway for food and drink, so that for us to say that, oh, when it reaches the throat, because the eye is not a pathway for food and drink. So we have now two great underlying causes, that the eye is not a pathway for the drinks and food. We don't know of anyone who, when he wants to eat, he puts the bite in his eyes. nor does he put the drink there. Secondly, whoever says that the invalidator of fasting, that the cause is the reaching of the invalidator to the throat, we say you cannot prove that. So accordingly, therefore, the kuhl does not invalidate the fasting, whether its taste reaches the throat or it doesn't. Now, if someone says, well, this ruling of yours may be rendered invalid if a person passes medicine through the nose, snuffs the medicine through the nose, and it reaches the throat. Now, the answer is that the nose is a pathway. It's a pathway that leads to the stomach. And this is evident in the fact that the ill person who take the medicine through the nose reaches the stomach, and the ill person benefits from that, in contrast to the eye. Now, if he snuffs something, passes the medicine through the nose, and it reaches the throat, then would you consider that this is something that breaks the fast or not? The answer is to say, if this is expected, that it reaches the stomach, then yes. Because, why? Because if it reaches the throat and then he swallows that and it goes to the stomach, then this, if this is expected such that if it reaches the throat, then he would swallow and then it will go to the stomach, then in this case it does invalidate. But if we know that it doesn't, only we know that the taste, like the heat of it or something, reaches the stomach or reaches the throat, then in this case it does not invalidate the fasting. And accordingly, this medicine, which is used for the asthma people, asthma who are suffering from asthma, the inhalators, this is vapor, does not reach the stomach, and so it does not invalidate the fasting, because it doesn't reach the stomach. However, it's something cool which opens the bronchial tubes, and it does not reach, it dilates these tubes, and it does not reach to the stomach. And what about, think about if someone steps on a hanzala, which is the colocynth. I'll write it down. Which is a fruit of a very bitter plant. Very, very bitter. It's taken as a reference for bitterness, and it's very penetrating, greatly penetrating. If someone steps on it and it breaks under his foot, he would find its taste in his throat. Would this invalidate the fasting? No, it does not invalidate the fasting, in accordance with the school of thought of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. While they, on the other hand, consider that the kuhl invalidates the fasting if it reaches the throat. But when it comes to this example on this bitter fruit, they consider that it does not invalidate the fasting, and they argue that the foot, or the foot is not a pathway for food. And we answer, and we answer by the same argument and say the eye also is not a pathway, a regular pathway for food. Is that clear? By the same argument. So therefore here, the eye, the first benefit, the eye is not a pathway for food, and therefore the kuhl does not invalidate the fasting. We'll stop here, inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.